Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We're continuing a series that we begun a couple of weeks ago, and we begin talking about the life of praise. How many believe that your life should be a life of praise? Amen. Lifestyle of praise, just a way of life. Praising God, thanking God, worshiping God, giving glory to God ought to be just like breathing. You breathe and you blink your eyes and your heart beats and you say, praise the Lord. Right? Sometimes people say, y'all just have a habit of that. Yeah. And it's a good one. Right? It's a lot better than the one you have if you don't have that. Right? No, we're taught to have this habit or this habitual lifestyle. So Psalm 34, if you would turn there. Let's pray and then we'll read our text. Father, we thank you for being so good to us. How wonderful you've been and you are. We reverence your word tonight, acknowledging what a price that has been paid so we could have this book. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit, the greatest teacher in all the earth. Thank you that he's here tonight in us and in our midst to teach us. We yield to him and respond to him. Give everybody eyes that see and ears that hear, heart open and receptive. Give us the unveiling and unfolding of truth that we might see and be free. And we purpose by your grace to not discount or take lightly your things, be hearers only, but we will be doers, those who put these things into practice and live by them as you remind us and help us. And we know as we do, we will be blessed because you are faithful to watch over your word and perform it. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody said out loud, I'm a doer. Not just a hearer. I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the word of God. You understand now, that's the only people that get results. Right? It's not just the meeting goers. It's not just church goers. It's not just book readers or tape players or note takers. It's only the doers that get results. And who are you? That wasn't everybody. But the ones that answered, you know, and believe that and do it, those are the ones that get results. We're doers. So let's read what we're doing here, what scripture we're talking about acting upon tonight. In fact, let's just all read it out loud together, verse 1 through 3 of Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. That covers a lot of ground, doesn't it? I'll bless the Lord at all times. How many times? We asked the question a couple of weeks ago. When should you praise the Lord? And we saw specific scripture that said we're supposed to praise him every morning. Right? We saw scriptures that talked about praising him when the sun went down. Praising him at midnight. Praising him all day long. Right? And this talks about continually and all the time. His praise will continually be
in my mind.
Now that's not just in your mind. That's not just in your heart. That's what?
In my mouth.
Say that again.
In my mouth.
Now, you know, we got millions of Christians that think they're different from us and think, you know, because they're X brand denomination, you know, or, you know, people even talk about, you know, my background, or, well, I'm from the East, or I'm from the North, or I'm from this, or I'm European, or I'm the, and they think that that means, well, it's okay. I just praise the Lord quietly in my heart. Well, cool, great. But you're supposed to open that mouth too, right? And let some volume come out. Right? Amen. And that's not just a wild Pentecostal charismatic concept. That's a Bible verse. Yes. Right? Yes, so forget about how conservative you think you are. Sometimes people say, well, that's just not me. I'm just, maybe the word you're looking for is bound. Yes. I'm just bound. Yes. And you need to get free. Yes. Right? And when you get free, like the psalmist said, boy, when the Lord turned our captivity, we were like them that dream. We said, the Lord has done great things, good things for us. And when you're full of victory and you're full of faith, you'll be full of praise. It'll come out of your mouth. It'll build up in you. It's kind of like a tea kettle. You know, the victory and the joy and the strength just begins to build up in you, like that pot of water, you know, on the eye. And after a while, what happens? You don't hear anything for a while. I mean, it's quiet, but not for long. Because when that pressure builds up, oh, you're going to hear it. That thing's going to start singing, right? Well, that's the way when you get full. I said, when you get full. It's going to come out of your mouth, right? And, you know, somebody asked me about faith one time, and they said, well, you know, about relative to confession, how do I know when I'm really, you know, it's working in me? I said, it's like this. How many know in your car you would know if it was full even if you didn't have a gauge? Could you tell it was full or not? You pull up to the gas pump. Right? Take the cap off. So, well, a gauge not work. There's no way I can tell if it's full or not. Oh, yeah, there's a way. Right? There's a way. You just put that nozzle in there and start pumping. Is it full? We're not sure. Well, then what do you do? What if you pump a little bit and then you stop and go, well, I just don't know how much is in there. I wish I could know. But there's no way. Oh, there's a way of knowing. Just keep putting it in, right? Just keep pumping. And after a while, if you keep pumping long enough, won't be too long, what'll happen? It'll start kicking back, spitting out the mouth of that thing. Is that right? Yeah. So what you do is you just take the nozzle of the Word of God and you stick it in your ear. How will I know when I get full, Brother Keith? Are you just keep pumping, right? Just keep pumping, pumping faith and victory and the Word of God and healing and prosperity and authority. Just keep pumping. Pumping, pumping. When you get full, it'll start kicking out of your mouth. You'll begin to go, glory to God. Whoo! Thank you, Jesus. They say, oh, you're just becoming one of them wild. But no, you're becoming somebody full of God. And it comes out of your mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's not charismatic, Pentecostal faith. That's Bible, Bible, Bible. And it's the way we should live. Amen. So we went into some detail about when we should praise the Lord. Now, last week, we got into some detail about where you should praise the Lord. A lot of wonderful things there. The Bible says we're to praise Him in front of our children. Right? Your family should hear you praising God out loud at your house. Right? See, there's a lot of people that, you know, they put on a good show at church. But at home, they're mean as a junkyard dog, man. I mean, they gripe and they grumble. And you don't hear praising, you hear snapping. You might know what snapping is? Snapping and biting and just mean and fleshy. Preachers, too. I've run across some preachers that, bless their hearts, I mean, they look pretty good on the platform. But they just, you know, not very nice to be around. Well, Real Christianity, we're supposed to be full of love all the time. Full of victory all the time. Amen. Right? Yes, and even if you don't feel like it. That's when you get yourself by the ear and say, come on now, you're going to praise the Lord. You don't feel like, I didn't ask you what you felt like. Hush. Here we go. Today is the day the Lord's made. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad in it. Praise you, Lord. You don't have to feel like it to say it. I said, you don't have to feel like it, but just begin. And when you step out by faith, your feelings will begin to change. And like we've already said, one of the biggest deal is how full of God you are. I got a message I preach sometimes called, what are you full of? As you might imagine, it gets interesting. But people are full of all kind of stuff.
That's right?
Right? Yeah. I mean, some people are full of soap operas.
That's right.
They're just full of them. Yeah. I heard somebody, you know, it's been a while back, and they were talking about so-and-so had run off with his brother's wife's daughter, and so-and-so was this and that. And the more I heard it, I thought, whoa, what? This, oh, on the soap. And they were talking about it like it was their friends. I mean, like it was, they're full of that. Some people are just full of sports.
Yeah, that's right.
It's okay to enjoy sports, but you can just be too full of it.
That's right.
That's all they talk about. That's all they want to talk about. That's all they're interested in, right? Some people are just full of their business. That's all they think about.
Yeah.
Is that okay that that's all you think about?
No.
Is your business?
No.
That's not okay. All you think about, and that's all you talk about. Some people are just full of their kids. Is that okay?
No.
That's not okay either. You shouldn't be that that's all you think about and that's all you talk about, your kids and your grandkids and your stuff, because that's still being selfish, just you. You and your stuff. How many believe you should be full of God? If you're full of God, then what do you want to talk about? What do you think about? His things. Amen? And when you're full of God, you will also be full of praise.
Oh, yeah.
Full of praise. Just a natural thing for you. So that we're talking about that. And that keeps coming up about what are we full of. But we talked about where we should praise Him. The Bible talked about praising Him in the congregation, publicly, praising Him at home privately, and praising Him in front of the heathen. That we're not intimidated. They'll cuss Him in front of you. Right? So why would you be intimidated to praise Him in front of them? Now, you don't do it for their benefit. You don't do it to show them something. That's fake and false. But it ought to be just so natural to you that you're praising God. You know, something comes up. You know, it happens to me all the time. And the Lord blesses me. And God worked something out for me. And I'll say, praise God. Sometimes people look at you, you know. Well, I wasn't trying to impress them with anything. That's just me. Right? But I don't apologize for it. Did you understand that now? I don't go, oh, I'm sorry. I should have. They should be saying it too.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks to God who gives me